Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting. Ten for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it poppin'.
Captain of the cool kids, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anyone you've been seen with. Gangsta the same, as cool as a penguin. Got a team of them on your field, do the thing with. She find way to fly away at my convenience. You sing till chicken in a five-star suite. Come on, with some five-star freaks, I got high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up a neck with all feet. In a fast car, super bad, cross back seat. That's me, feeling letting nice, fuck a couple nights. To the moon, stick goodbye in the sun, greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You go. You been in. But you know that you really need it.
You're listening to Lush Radio Live.
Yo, 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 it's Friday, and we all the way live. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Follow me at Lush Radio Online, at ME2K. Don't forget to check out the recap of Tuesday and Monday, Motivational Mondays, man, new to the scene. Along with that, the Queen's Lounge each and every Tuesday from 10 to 11 p.m., man. We all the way live. And we doing this thing, man. We got three great interviews going on tonight. Yo, we got your man with the plan, the hardest working dude in Brooklyn, NYC. He's everywhere, 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 your man, the one and only Quan Lee. So we have an interview that we did with him like a while ago, so he's also going to be calling in. Also, we got your boy Big Heavy. He's going to be in the building, man, from ATL, but originally from New York. But he's doing big things, did some stuff with Gucci and Mad, other people, so he's got a big following. He's going to be calling in. Also, DMV, only 17, your boy, Kid Cash, he's going to be calling in. Also, he got an anthem, you know what I'm saying, doing the things out here, man. So it's all the way live. We hear how a homecoming week, man. So it's a lot of things going down, man. Lotus Lounge having a party tonight, man. Text 41411 to Mark Spain to get your free passes for Lotus Lounge tonight. It goes down, okay? We all the way live. Howard homecoming weekend, man. It's crazy right now. You need them hot professional pictures or you need somebody to videotape, man, check out the number 22chicksnacamera.com, man. It's going down all the way live, man. Shout out to Emma, my Ace Boom Coon. You already know what it is. Don't forget, check out Sleep Peeps Radio. Check out that radio. The mixtape hosted by me and your man, DJ Sleep Easy. DJ Sleep Easy on Twitter. Follow him. Also, check out DJ Instinct. He got a hot, hot instrumental mixtape that came out. You know what I'm saying? It's Sarah J Presents Plug the Producer Volume 5, hosted by DJ Instinct, man. Check that out at DJ Instinct on Twitter, man. Yo, mad mixtapes coming out, mad things going down. Don't forget, November 6th, it goes down, Election Day. It's going to be your man Stick Smart's official mixtape release party. Along with that, also, it's going to be a showcase, man. So it's going down, $100. You get 10 tickets, you get a bottle, and also on top of that, two songs to perform, $50. You get 10 tickets, you get two songs. It's all the way live, man. Let's do it, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, all the way live. Call in 347-826-7722. Let's go ahead and go into this interview with your man, Quan Lee. Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We live at the Monte Carlo Room. It's going down. Emma E2K, E2K Enterprises, Dave of Ad Records,
and it's All The Way Live. We the people networking, performing, building, letting and learning new things. And we're live right here in the Bronx, shutting it down. And I'm live with the hottest dude on the internet. If you don't know about him, you need to smack yourself. This is my dude. This is my homie. This is the one and only Quan Lee. I know y'all see him everywhere. Like, where's Waldo? You be like, yo, I seen that dude when Jesus was born, son. My man is everywhere. He go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? With the cameras. You know what I'm saying? Quan Lee TV. They got partnership with YouTube. Who does that? Independently, he been grinding, throwing out videos, content after content, editing, doing his thing. Along with that, he got hot mixtapes coming out. He produces. I mean, he does everything. I don't even know. Like, I'm like, is he Jamaican? Because he got, like, mad jobs. You know what I mean? But we talking about here with Quan Lee. Quan Lee, talk to us and tell us what's popping.
What's going on? You know I'm here at the event, E2K and the Av Records event, you know, just coming out to support. You know, Dave reached out to me and the homegirl, Lala, BYC promo. We just out here, man. I'm just out here supporting as usual, doing my thing.
That's what it is, man. So, Quan, I know you dropping some new stuff, man. You know what I mean? You got your stuff on live mixtapes. You got your joints on Dead Piff. You got the joints all over the place. Cats, the streets love you right now. The streets love you. The internet love you. Tell me what's the new stuff coming out, and tell me how long did it take to get you where you needed to be, and what does it take to be a successful, you know what I'm saying, all-around entrepreneur like you are?
I mean, we got the mixtape coming out. Matter of fact, the EP, Quan Lee for President, that's coming out real soon. I'm aiming for November 1st, but, you know, release date's not definite. I try to stay on top of my release dates, but November 1st, most likely you're going to see that. I mean, as far as everything else, though, with the streets loving me and the mixtapes, I appreciate it. It's a whole lot going on. The partnership with Google is great. I just got a music licensing deal on Monday. It's a whole lot of things going on with me. I tell anybody, all you got to do is work. That's all I do, work. I mean, at first, you know, I didn't take this serious. I'm like, nobody going to fill my joints. But then when I'm looking at the numbers and I see cats from Saudi Arabia, Japan, and all these other countries digging my shit, I'm like, woo, that's crazy. Let me keep doing this. I had to actually bring Quan Lee TV back because I shot 100 joints in the street all over the country. Even had an episode in Spain. I had to bring it back because Google money is real good. It's nice to see that check. You know what I'm saying? I make more money than a lot of people doing this out here, and it's just working hard. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is work.
All I'm saying is my birthday's coming up next year. Can you cut me a check? I'm playing. But, yo, Quan, like, your grind is serious. Like, I really admire you. You know, even though you're younger than me and stuff, but at the same time, it's a lot of people that's older than you that ain't, don't even grind as hard as you do. Your grind is serious. And the thing about it, you real humble, and you stay, like, low-key, but everybody know who you are. If they don't know who they are, they're going to know who you are. You know what I mean? Through you producing people's music videos, from you editing people's stuff, from you collabing with people, from you managing, and you just do everything. I'm just like you can, they can't really put you in a box. And you have to be basically versatile in order to eat out here, you know? And we always talk about business on Lush Radio Online. How important is it to learn the business and know the business and find your niche in the game?
I mean, that's the only way. You know, I come from a different game. I kept those same tactics, but when it comes down to it, your business got to be right in this game. You just can't be like, I'm a rat, get my video on YouTube, get Def Jam or somebody to sign me, because at the end of the day, you don't know your paperwork, what's going to happen. You're going to still be in your mom's crib. Yeah, you got a flat screen. Yeah, you got a PlayStation. Yeah, you got the new Jordans and the new phone posits, but you don't got nothing to show for that. A lot of people don't know how to do, you know, the business part, so all they got to do is learn. I sat there. I done read books. I done went to seminars. I done seen videos on YouTube. I done talked to people in the game, and, you know, I'm just learning from them. I'm learning from you as well how to conduct the business. I look at you and Emma like, wow, they've been doing it. Let me see how they doing it and ask them questions on pointers and whenever I need help. And that's how I stay, you know, with the good business.
You know, every time I have a question about my camera, I go to the class of Quan Lee. I come here, he'll tweak my camera, I won't even know. I'll be sitting there, I'll be like, hold up. My camera looks totally different. Is somebody rubbing my booty right now? Yo, it's All The Way Live. You know, Quan, you know, I could just say that I respect you, I admire you, I love you like a brother, you family, and I just see nothing but good things. Everything that you touch is gold, and the thing about it is that you do good business. It's different because a lot of people do fucked up business and try to do a lot of fuckery out here in this game, but you actually do good business, and you put in quality work, and you love what you do, and you can show, you can see that in the content you put out, in the music you put out. You know, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you feel you face being in the music industry?
I would honestly say it's a lot of hate. You know, a lot of things going on. Everybody wants to be bigger than everybody. When at the end of the day, that's not, you know, really what we should be doing. We should be helping each other. Salute. You doing your thing right now. You number one in your hood. Salute. I don't got to battle you. I don't got to, you know what I'm saying, necessarily say I'm better than son. Watch me. Don't watch him. Because at the end of the day, we all trying to get out the hood. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to the battle rappers when I say battle, but I mean battle as far as the competitiveness. When if I put something on Facebook, don't jump behind me or go on my comment list and then put up your video. Like, that's unethical. It's a lot of ethics that have to be really done. You have to treat this like you're doing a business. Rappers from the street, and just like you said, I do good business. I appreciate that. I come from a different game. You can't do bad business because people know where to find you. People know where you stay at. I've seen incidents where people have been ran up on, so you just got to think about it like how you would think about another game. You got to think about it how you would think about a 9-to-5. You do something wrong, the boss is going to come at you, and if you the boss, you don't treat your customers right, nobody going to come and do business with you no more.
Being an entrepreneur and doing your business and grinding right, we go through obstacles as being business owners and stuff, you know, times when money's tight, but you still got to grind it up to get what you got to go or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Might not have a budget like that, but you still make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with the business and everything like that. What keeps you going when you sometimes you feel like, I just want to give up on it? What's that thing that keeps you going?
Honestly, it used to be the money. Now it's like, I know I could do it. For people to look at me when I'm going in people's meetings, shout out to the homie Rec, by the way. He just hit me on the check-in not too long ago. I was actually at a meeting with Rec. And they looking at me like, what are you doing here? I'm like, yo, Wreck my man. I help him out and doing what he doing. Shout out to the, you know, the whole Forbes, the whole gutter music and everything. And they looking at me like, yo, we watch your work all the time. I'm like, y'all the big dogs. Like, y'all the people who cut checks and y'all know who I am. Things like that keep me going. For me to have people in the street, be like, yo, Quan, you doing your thing. You staying out of trouble. A lot of the OGs, you know, buy my CD off of support. Like, yo, you doing your thing. You ain't selling out here no more. You ain't doing what these other hoodlums is doing. For the, even the fiends to be like, yo, Quan, I got your tape. I still got your first joint. I don't be on the internet. Just give me the CDs whenever you put them out. That's what keeps me going, the people.
Who are some of the people you working with right now?
Right now, you know, I'm trying to negotiate something real good. Myla Rains, you know, I'm handling her book and helping the team out over there. Myla Rains is my sister. That's family. Like, she helped me get my feet wet, so it's only right we come back full circle. I mean, we got the situation, hopefully, that's going to happen with Stephanie Mills and Myla. That may happen. It really may happen. It's down to the point where it's like we just need to get the right paperwork done, find out who got to do what and what got to get done, and get it done. I'm working with just a lot of new people. I'm trying to find new people that's similar to myself and work with so I can steer them the right way, you know?
Well, I come from the school of Quan Lee TV. I could put an official stamp that he knows what he's talking about. And, I mean, like he says, he invested in himself and got all the stuff that he need in order for him to be successful. The big key thing is for a lot of people, stop relying on a lot of people. Be self-sufficient. Know your business, be good at it and stuff. So, like, you know, me and Quan talk about, you know, just, you know, doing the things and we compare notes. And, you know, I went, you know, invested in myself and stuff, so a big shout out to Quan, you know, for his advice and things that he does, and he's going to continue to be successful. For people that want to get at you, Quan, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, website, get them that information.
You got QuanLeeTV.com to get on that site. Email me, KWAN at KWANLEETV.com to get on BYC promo. You can email me at KWAN at BYCPROMO.com. You can also email Lala at BYCPromo.com, LALA at BYCPromo.com. To get on, you know, just to hit me up for a feature or something, QuanLeeMusic at gmail.com, KWANLEEMUSIC. at gmail.com. Hit me on the Twitter at Kwanlee, K-W-A-N-L-E-E. Just hit me, man. My phone number for business is 347-470-6239. Just call that number. Send me a text. We can do business. Just hit me. Matter of fact, for the big business, though, hit Lush. Hit Lush, you know. Hit Lush. Hit Lush for the big business.
You see that? He's trying to throw some management or PR shit on my ass without me knowing. But you know what? Big shout out to Lala, man. She over here. Poor baby. I'll rub your feet, girl. Oh, man. Big shout out to everybody that came through and everything. Last thing that I want to say is advice for anybody trying to get into the business, the youth and stuff like that.
If you don't got the money, which is probably the most case like myself when I started, just put in a lot of time.
That's what it is. Hard work pays off. Teamwork makes the dream work. Let's get it. We the people. Going down. Bronx, New York. Your girl, Lushy Lush. And, man, you already know, man. We out of here. Check out my man, Kwanlee.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Kwanlee. Kwanlee TV and all that, you know. NYC leader in urban media. And right now I'm hanging out with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. You already know what it is. Chip.
You already know, man. We all the way live right now, man. That was the interview that we did when we were in New York live at We the People with Kwanlee. And we actually have Kwanlee live on the line. What up, Kwan?
What up, what up? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, woo-hoo. What's up with you?
Ain't nothing. I'm sitting here chilling, working hard as usual, taking a little break right now.
Okay. I mean, you like the hardest. Like I said, you the hardest working dude I know. Wow.
Oh, that's
they,
my
they
house phone,
phone
ringing. Actually, trying to ask. Hold on one second.
That's what I'm talking about. He's the hardest working dude ever. So he, the house phone be ringing. The phone be ringing. Everything be ringing. It's crazy, man. Kwanlee is like, he goes all over the thing. Hello, we live. We all the way live with Kwanlee, man. Hardest working dude online, internet, in the streets, everywhere. Kwan, you done grown, man. You doing your thing, man. Can you believe, when we did this interview, right, it was like crazy loud. And we did this with my little iRing microphone.
Boy, you did that
the
off the iPhone. It don't even sound like it.
Off the iPhone, right?
Yep.
This is the first time you actually got to hear it and stuff. It sounds clear, don't it? Like using the
it
studio.
It
sounds
clear. I wouldn't even know it was off an iPhone. It sounded like a regular, you know, the regular media broadcast setup they use for the news and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's definitely, you know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. That's what I'm definitely talking about, like being self-sufficient. You see, I did the interview and stuff. He was looking like, you got an iPhone and you doing an interview. What are you doing?
But then I seen what you know, was working on. I was like, all right, official. You had the new gray headphones. The mic was official. We about to do an album off your iPhone, yo. Get
Pro
Tools for that. I know they got it.
You actually can. That's the crazy part about it.
I'm going to drop a mixtape in a minute.
That's crazy. All we had to do is just go up to, like, the artists that we need to get drops from and stuff, just do it right there on the iPhone. Because it sounds like they're in the
exactly.
studio. That's the crazy
that's
part
dope.
Of it. That's crazy. You know what I mean? So. It's
and imagine if there was no noise, like, if that would have been the real, real, and if we wasn't partying or nothing, imagine how crispy it would have sounded. Nobody would believe you.
I'm going to add an interview with Lord Vital on here that I did in the studio on the mic and stuff, and you would think it's just crazy. And it was like, you could hear everything. It was crazy. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, man, there's some new things that's going on, and it's Follow Friday, so tell all the people that you want us to follow, because it is Follow Fridays on Twitter.
I mean, first off, follow Lush, you know, Lush Radio Online. Follow me, Kwanlee, K-W-A-N-L-E-E. Follow the whole Kwan Nation, I-M-A-G-Z, Kid Loco, I-T-S-K-I-D-L-O-K-O, Drew the Monster, D-R-U-T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-E-R. My big brother, Alus, at KindGenius, KindGenius. Matter of fact, anybody I add on Twitter, follow them. Unless you see me going back and forth and they trying to talk reckless and I defend myself or something. You know.
That's what it is. We got some music from you, Quan, and stuff that we're going to play. We got Hammer Dance. Talk to us about
Oh, yeah, the Hammer Dance freestyle. I just dropped something new a few minutes ago, too.
Oh, okay. So you're going to slide me that in so I can play it later
I'll send you that. Yeah, I'll send you that as soon as you, while you playing the song.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We work fast. That's what I'm talking about, man. We got Hammer Dance, man. Talk to us about this Hammer Dance freestyle, man. What inspired this?
I mean, you know how with the Hammer Dance song, he said Joel Ortiz, my real name, my rap. You know what I'm saying? So that's me, Quan Lee. They've been calling me Quan since I was a little boy. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no made-up name. A lot of people would think, oh, his name is some comic book name or something like that. Nah, they've been calling me Quan since birth. My last name is actually Lee for real.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, so when he said that, I was like, you know what? My real name, my rap, too. You know what I mean? So why not?
Okay.
I think
well,
I was one of the only
is,
people
right?
that could really say it and sound it right. A lot of people did the freestyle, but, you know, a lot of people reached out to me like, yo, you did a thing on it, killed it, you know. I don't really get that too much. Everybody sees me as the cameraman for so... For them to say that, I'm like, all right, I did something right. Something is going right.
Do sometimes, does it kind of like, does it irritate you sometimes with some people that, like, don't really know you that all they just think is that you do camera and they don't know, like, you rhyme and produce and all your other talents and stuff? Or what you think?
Nah, because, you know, a lot of people that tend to not, quote, unquote, know, it's on purpose.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing things they do, too. So, of course, they not going to show me that same love. But when they come to the camera, son, they don't do it, they're going to glorify it because they don't do it.
That's what I'm saying?
I mean, no disrespect to nobody. I understand the grind. That's your way out. I have multiple ways out. You're not going to give me no light on your same way out because I might beat you to the door and close the door in your face. You never know. That's
Ooh.
What you think. I don't think that way, but you know what I'm saying? People think like that.
Get up. So... On that note, we're going to give you some Hammer Dance right now for your man, Quan Lee, the freestyle man, and we're going to come right back. Hot or not Fridays, follow Fridays, man, and get the fuck out of your Fridays, man. Tell them why you're mad, son. Hammer Dance, let's go.
Come on. My real name, my rap shit. Other dudes be lying, how they trap shit.
Huh?
They whole team lying, how they clap shit.
Huh?
Walking around with Max on they black shit. Ow, I think Quan blacking on him. Crossface chicken wing, Bob backing on him. $1 million dreams like I'm DiBiase. Goldberg 9-8, who's stopping me? Damn, I lost one, where homie at now? Can't see CNA if the nigga paid wild. Nation dominating, nope, but his whole team dope. Everybody laughing at him, cause we all know they broke. Lights out, show's over. The winner is not you, man, you know who the champ be. So the owner hold down the champagne. Quan.
My real name, a rap shit. Nigga, my real name, a rap shit. My real name, a rap shit. Nigga, my real name, a rap shit.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is, man. We right back at you. You already know what it is. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. That was just Hammer Dance right now, freestyle, with your man Quan Lee, man. We also got another song called Music. You know what I'm saying? Quan Lee music called I Go Hard, man. And we're going to talk to Quan Lee about that. And we're going to go into that song and come right back. You know we all the way live, man. Quan, tell us about I Go Hard.
I mean, I Go Hard was just me playing around. I was like, you know what? everybody know me for sampling and doing the freestyles. I got to do something original to, you know, have for sale. I could easily sell my music on iTunes, but I'm with doing things right. It'll be just my luck. I put a sample up there, and they come knocking on my door. So I say, yo, let me do this beat real quick. Let me just do this, play around with it, and it just so happened. It got mixed feelings. I really, you know what I'm saying? It got mixed feelings. It's a new, a lot of people that really like quality music for the way it is, it's like, yo, that's different. You sound just like everybody else on the radio. A lot of people that don't know me is like, all right, son could spit. And then when they hear the other stuff, they like, oh, he could really spit. You know what I'm saying? So it's a give and take type thing with this record. I like the record. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. But I go hard, you know what I'm just saying? Just something I, almost off the top of the head, I wrote that probably like 10 minutes and was doing the hook on the way to the studio playing around.
That's what's up, man. Quan, you just got like mad talents, man. All I'm saying is that, you know what I'm saying, when you get super big and everything, you get on that Forbes, you know.
I'm trying to get super big tonight. As soon as this interview finishes, I'm going to the lotto.
When you get on Forbes, you know what I'm saying, sit down, you know, with Warren Buffett and all that stuff, and, you know, you eating shrimp and caviar and all that. Don't forget about the little people.
Nah, I ain't doing shrimp and caviar, man. You know I'm still eating Chinese food. You know how I give it up. Yo, give me 4 chicken wings and fried rice. Mr. Buffett, pardon me. I don't do none of the caviar and the scrimps. I'm good with this right here. You want some McDonald's or something? Let's just be regular for a minute. Put the champagne away.
Real talk, man. But we all the way live, man. You're tuned in to Lush Radio Online with your boy, Quan Lee. Log on to www.quanleetv.com, YouTube, Quan Lee TV, Quan Lee Nation, all over the world. Just Google them. We about to go into I Go Hard, and we'll be right back with your boy, Quan Lee. We all the way live, Lush Radio Online. It's Friday, good.
Quan Lee. Shit. Uh-huh. You ready, Lou?
I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. You say you go hard, you crazy. What it is, my G, what it look like? If you in the trap, ask them what it took like. Quan back, still here, I'm never left. Haters on they so-so, but I'm still deaf. Play school status, what he gon' do next? TV on iTunes, cut a check. You mad, you hate, that's common. Worldwide 90s, slow coming. I'm rockin', I'm Quan Jovi. From the same borough as Jay Hovey. All heads call me Big Homie. Love in the Bronx, all the rappers know me. Loving CT, that's all the AZ. Running with the varsity, why y'all JV? I go hard and y'all should know that. Like 16, here, hit a whole lot. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. You say you go hard, you crazy. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. You say you go hard, you crazy. I go hard, I go in. You gon' lose, I'm gon' win. Get a win, sit back and say yeah. Why your girl all looking over here? Chill, baby girl, my girl is here. Plus my sister's over there. We throwing champagne in the air. Living young, wild, free, with no cares. Red bottoms, a.k.a. the Redberry. Phone blowing up, call at the Bradbury. What you want? That Metro piece of what? We on the radio, so far can't cuss. I be on the playbook, calling out moves. You be on your PC, spying on dudes. You be on Twitter, like, at who follow back. While I'm pound sign winning, now follow that. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. You say you go hard, you crazy. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. You say you go hard, you crazy.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You be on your super duper, always on that broken. Sipping King Cobra like it's Sean Dawn. Sitting on your stoop, wishing that you was on. On. Your chance going down. I was just like you back in 03. Now I go hard, game 7 OT. I go off like Vince Marquis. Straight rapping just like Starkey.
warm it up like I'm Big Big Daddy Kane. And I do it all with a big, big chain. They control like a Marley, 88. Chasing presidents like I'm Lorenz Tate. I go hard, man, you don't see that. About to blow like Martin, believe that. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. You say you go hard, you crazy. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. I go hard, baby. You say you go hard, you crazy. Brooklyn go hard, baby. BX go hard, baby. QU go hard, baby. NY go hard, baby. Mala go hard, baby. Eagles go hard, baby. Quali go hard, baby. You say you go hard, you crazy.
What up, what up? It's your boy Quan Lee. Quan Lee TV and all that, you know, NYC leader in urban media. And right now I'm hanging out with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. You already know what it is. Chip.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Brooklyn go hard, baby. NY go hard, baby. I go hard right there, produced. Done by the one and only Quan Lee, man. You're all around go-to, man. Live on the line with your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Tonight is the night, man. We turned up. We all the way live, man. Get your rock bottles. Get your bottles out, because I know I got me some, man. I'm all the way live. We turned up. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com, at lushradioonline, at M-E-2-K, at Quan Lee, at Quan Lee TV, at Quan Lee Nation. He got so many ads, I don't know what to do with myself. What up, Quan?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. That go hard right there. It's hot, man. It's hot. It's hot.
I appreciate it.
Hot. Had me bobbing my head. I ain't know what to do with myself. Seriously. It was hot. Mm-hmm. So tell us about some other projects you got going on and everything, other artists you're collabing with right now, some projects we need to look for going into this month, next month, and other things that you're tapping into, Quan.
I mean, I got Quan Lee for President coming. I got that's coming in like 2 weeks. I just dropped the new single today, The Jig's Up. Just did that. Working with a lot of artists. You know, I just started working with Drew the Monster again, AGZ. Just the regular core artists I work with. You know, shout out to the homie, I'm Rec. We cooking up something. Shout out to Mala Rains. We cooking up something. I'm just working as usual, you know. Nothing big, but nothing small at the same time. My dog, I think, is trying to get on the track, because right now he's trying to get my attention a whole lot. I got a little dog. He is bugging out in here, like.
What kind of dog is it?
A Pomeranian and Chihuahua mix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my little dog.
Oh, wow. It's a little baby dog, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. 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 Chihuahua. I need to get me one of them little things because I like dressing them up and stuff.
Nah, you see, that's all wrong, man. All I want to do is get my dog some Jordans.
I just want to dress them up and stuff, you know. I'm not sure. I don't know about having a kid no time soon, so that'll be my child for a while.
I dig it.
Until I find the right one.
I dig it.
So that'll be my baby. So Quan, like YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff. Where we can get at you if they want to book you, all that stuff like that.
Well, if they want to book me, it's gothambookings@gmail.com, gothambookings@gmail.com. That's the new booking company in New York that's making a run. It's crazy out here. I'm glad to be a part of that team. You know, for Twitter, it's Quan Lee, K-W-A-N-L-E-E. The YouTube, just look up Quan Lee TV. You're going to see a whole lot of videos. Like, it's crazy. I'm in the process of uploading more videos online. Now I'm responsible for, like, about 12 to 1,500 videos online. So it's a lot of content with my stamp on it.
Quan, I have a question, right? So with this whole gotcha and bookings and stuff, I mean, you know, one of the situations I'm also going to be getting involved with, how does the whole situation work with that, you know, if people want to inquire about Got Them Bookings?
They can email the email address gothambookings@gmail.com. I know they're looking for photographers, videographers, DJs, artists, party hosts, whatever you can bring to the table. You need help getting money, they'll be more than happy to help you. All we're trying to do is, you know, bring money to the table. The only way to really get money is to help get people money that can really get it. Everybody got to eat. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got to eat. Right now, you know, a lot of people ain't eating in New York, man. It's real bad out here. They tried to tarnish my name because I was eating too much, and they wasn't. So that what that tell you? And I don't even see myself as eating, you know what I'm saying? Like, for a couple of dollars in New York, it's ugly right now for a couple of dollars.
Wow. That's why a lot of people traveling out of town and stuff and going to
out of town is the move. They show more love out of town, you know. Love my city, but get more love out of town all the time. It's just bananas to me.
I have a question now, Quan. Quan, you know, you've been doing this. You've done master. You're doing your thing. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, you know, media takeout, all hip-hop, you know, the regular. But I definitely will have a future where I'm actually helping to build the future. I don't want to just be that guy that's, you know, with the old New York mentality. We all, we not going to let nobody else in. Everybody going to eat. That's the only way. We all messed up right now. Everybody has to eat. Like, I don't care if I'm only getting $1 million. That's $1 million. I ain't seeing that now. I ain't never seen it before. You know what I'm saying? So why am I complaining if the next man got $1 million more than me or $2 million more than me? I'm eating. I'm good. I can feed my family. I can do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? $1 million is a ghetto boy dream. All I want is a fly car, take care of my mother, take care of my family, have a fly crib, and that's it. I'm not going to have no lavish bills or nothing like that. Like,
yeah,
what I'm
going
to do, go to nice
right?
restaurants a little bit more? You know what I'm saying?
And give me some sushi, right?
Nah, man, no sushi, man. McDonald's, that's how I'm getting. Told you. I might just
Who
buy one
McDonald's,
and then.
Huh?
I might just buy one, and, you know, girls that used to dish you and dudes that used to dish you and all that, I'll just, you know, put one in a convenient location. They'd be like, ah, Quan, you work here. Ah, yep, I do. I own it. How can I help you? And just have them with the stupid face.
You
know
are
I mean?
So
like,
crazy.
I'm serious, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people... It's crazy. People that used to make fun of me and stuff like that in high school, now they looking at me like, you the man, son. Like, how can I get down with you? They caught the vapors.
Oh, God. It's the same way with me, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats, I mean, well, I used to rhyme anyway. They always thought I was going to get a record deal anyway, but then I left that alone. But it's a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, because I was like a nerd, but I was like, you know what I'm saying, I was really skinny. But I was, like, the neutral person. Like, I never really clicked up, but everybody knew who I was, you know what I'm saying? But, like,
yeah.
No dudes, I ain't get no play, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, now all the dudes coming out the woodwork, like, yo, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? Like the Maury show, you know what I'm saying? This is them and this is them now, you know what I'm saying? It'd be crazy. And it'd be, like, everybody want to be all in your face now, but they wasn't even trying to give you the time of day before. You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
It's crazy. Tell them why you mad. You know what I'm saying? This is Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday, Follow Fridays. So, you know what I'm saying? You have, like, a couple of seconds to go ahead and just let it all out. Some pissed you off or some you just don't like. Just air it out. You know what I'm saying? Today.
Oh, man, I'm not feeling a lot of the sabotaging and sucker business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from a different era. Like, call my phone. It's a problem. Call my phone. Don't. Tell the next man or your man flipping out and your man bugging, call me. Let's talk it out. If we can't come to a resolution or not agree to disagree, I guess we got to do what we got to do. But, you know, I'm about my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not worried about the little he said, she said, what he wearing, what she wearing, what's real, what's fake on him. I don't care. I got things to worry about. I run a business. I got rent to pay. Y'all ain't paying my rent.
What's the worst way somebody came up to you and said, like, yo, Quan, I want you to do something, you know what I'm saying? And they were like, well, you know what I'm saying? You know we fan, like, I understand, like, the worst experience ever. Like, they really did, like, you know what I'm saying, something crazy. You was like,
nah,
you
know what I really hate? When you do the I get on World Star for free, I hear that all the time. I'm like, fam, I know how much World Star costs. You could have spent that with me and had a whole video and extra promo with it on all that. Like, could have spent that over here. You would have spent less.
Right.
You spent that $750 or whatever. You behind in your rent. You sitting there wearing Champion Air Maxes, whatever you want to rock. That's in the girls, right? Because you wanted to be on World Star, have everybody in your hood calling you, but the man next door, Sean, do it too.
Wow.
Just the whole name dropping, like you dropping names and pulling cards, but then you're like, yeah, I worked with such and such, and boom, boom, boom. You trying to pull that rank, and I'm like, dude, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I mean, if you're respectable, like you somebody I respect in the game, like let's say a rapper that you know is trying to get their feet back wet, that we used to bump. Let's say Mace was to come to me and be like, yo, Vaughn, I like your work. I want to work with you. I want you to do my video. That's Mace. I'll do it no problem. I'll take the extra step. But that's somebody I listen to. You know what I'm saying? Like, cats like Cuba Link is cats I listen to. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like,
shout out to actual Cuban. That's Sam.
You know what I'm saying? Actual pioneers. Like, I still got 24K in my phone.
Wow.
And that was a bootleg copy I had. I didn't even know they never dropped 24K.
Wow.
I had the whole album in my phone. You know what I'm saying? Cats like that, I could do that for. Because it's like, I want to see my, you know what I'm saying, the people I look up to win. But if you just some Billy Bob, you know what I'm saying, Pro Tools in your basement, nah, let me not say baby, I record in Pro Tools in the basement, but you know, the cats that be like Pro Tools, recording out their room or out their building or whatever, and like they try to make it seem like they doing it real, real big and make it seem like they getting money. You seeing them with the chains and you seeing them talking about they got packs and the newest cars that's out and whatever have you. But then they come to you like, fam, I really ain't got it right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fam, you just pulled up with, like, the new phone project that don't drop to December. Unless you cop those from Canal like everybody else be doing with the fake customs. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm serious. Like, it be the dudes that have on the most valued stuff trying to pull that sign off the arm. I can't do it.
That's
I can't
crazy.
Tell my landlord, yo, I did a favor for somebody. I really ain't got your rent right now. When I'm sleeping in a cardboard box and you got on a new phone project, then what?
But you
and
know,
you're living with your
mom. You right about that because, like shout out to my people that we doing, you know what I'm saying, they things out there, you know what I'm saying, doing work and everything. Cats be coming out, but they supposed to be, like, big-name cats, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to drop no names. And cats can't even give people their money. They, you know what I'm saying? People do it on the street because they say they're going to give them their bread, and they don't even promote the business. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's that purpose about? Like, it's like people just want to get whatever they can out of somebody and don't think they got to pay the cost to be the boss.
The real vampire life. They try and drain people out here.
It's crazy, man. And just on that note, just because it's the stuff that I don't like, I got to go ahead and play this Chief right there. That's the shit I don't like. And we're going to be right back. We live in the building. We're going to have your boy, Big Heavy from out of ATL, man. He's doing his thing. He got a joint with Gucci, man. And we're going to have Kid Cash. But stay on the line, you know what I'm saying, Quan. I know you're busy and everything, but stay on the line. We're going to come right back. Lush Radio Online, all the way live. That's the shit I don't like.
Fraud niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand nigga, woo! Ric Flair nigga, woo! The power's in my hair nigga, woo! I get this bitch a tear nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my watch better, my pen's better, you don't write. Trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or cave vomit. Ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A boss nigga, that's this shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A snitch nigga, that's this shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, that's this shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, that's this shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman ever in my life. I was in too deep like Mekhi Fife. In that pussy so deep I could have drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dyke. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge Knight. Free bump chase, real nigga pro life. Shout out to Dick Rose, man, that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.T., J Boogie, right? Chief, Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right? Right?
What up, what up? It's your boy Quan Lee, Quan Lee TV and all that, you know, NYC leader in urban media. And right now I'm hanging out with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. You already know what it is. Chip.
You already know what it is. We all the way live, Chief Keith. That's the shit I don't like. You know what I'm saying? For all those people that be hating, doing stupid stuff, ain't about their business, that goes out to you. All y'all hating, good for nothing, not doing, not handling your business. That's the shit I don't like. Also, check out the remix with your girl, Shauna. That's the shit I don't like. Shout out to She's Got Next. They got booking for Shauna. So we working on that, man. Check it out. You already know what it is. We're going to have that Shauna interview coming soon. So you already know what it is. Back on the line with my man, Quan Lee, 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 Lee. What up, Quan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why, why?
Quan, man. So, huh?
We back,
yes. Back. Yeah, we back. We all the way live. It's Friday, so what's your plans tonight, man? What's going on? What's all the
I
way live
I think I'm
going to
go see Paranormal Activity 4 with wifey.
You going to go see
Paranormal Activity 4?
You like that?
I mean, you know what it is with that movie? Like, I'll give it to them because
stuff,
that's a low-budget movie, right? They don't have no real, you know, craziness behind it, but they get to get people to go. I need they marketing team. I need them.
But it's whack,
you know what I'm saying?
Yo, all of them is whack. I don't be understanding why people still watch
I be laughing.
Though.
You know why, right? You know, I have my belief about horror movies. All that Paranormal and, you know, Exorcism. You'll never see none of us on there. Black or Spanish people. It's like, they had the Spanish lady in Paranormal Activity. She pulled out the incense and she was like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't getting down with none of that. We don't do that. All that witchcraft and ghosts. We don't do none of that.
What's the weather looking like right now in New York? I know we're out here in the DMV right now. The weather right now is it's in between and at the same time it's raining right now here. So what's the weather looking like in New York City?
Well, I'm in the Batcave right now. I haven't been outside yet today. I just woke up like 2 hours ago. But I think it was supposed to rain today, too. I know it's raining all over the place. I hate this time of year because it's, like, mad funny. It'll be 70 one day, 40 at night, 60 one day, 30 at night. Like, you hear my dog, right?
It's crazy.
He's going wild right now.
It's crazy,
I think
man.
He's trying to
it's
tell
crazy.
Me he won't go outside.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get to used to you dealing with a dog and everything like that. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to get used to it too. Nah, that's my little homie though. Like, he like to sleep on my clothes and, you know.
Oh, that sounds so sweet.
He like to act up
a
little bit.
I don't put it up on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know what the all funniest right. thing to me with this dog, when I put my tablet on and I put the front camera on, he be looking at himself. He be trying to attack the screen.
That's crazy, man. Oh, my God, man. Take a picture of it, man, and post it up on Instagram and tag me with it. I want to check out the dog. I got a song, Hot Enough Fridays, man. We got another song from Quality. We're going to play a little bit later. We're going to get the feedback. The jig is up. I got another song from a DMV artist. It's called It Feels Good to Be a Gangster by Styx Mars. His release date for his event is November the 6th for his mixtape release party and showcase. Check that out. More information on www.lushradioonline.com. Let's go ahead. It Feels Good to Be a Gangster. We'll be right back. Tell me if it's hot or not or lukewarm, man.
Shit. Okay. Okay. Styx Mars. 1, 2.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a.
Okay, I admit it.
What?
I like big guns.
Bang!
Phone posits, thick bitches, Air Force One.
Black.
Gunshots, I ain't hear one. And my tails get them so high when they call the cops, the Air Force comes.
Oh.
My flow nasty like stripper pole. Session work, I get you taken off like stripper clothes.
Right.
Leave you naked, they'll think you don't own a stripper clothes. These even hiding a monster like my jeans with my zipper clothes. Talk that street shit, but only give you part of the truth. Cause I'd hate to face an indictment when I step out of this booth. But believe that my rep's solid. You don't die, you a vegetable. Fresh salad.
Fresh salad.
Onions and them cucumbers. And the system had me caged for a few summers. Booking broads soon as I came home. Now I'm fucking every bitch in my phone. Nigga,
damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a.
Be with me, I don't think you wanna do it.
No.
Cause Bama's taught that killer shit, but I really do it.
Bang,
understand,
bang.
Little man, you a sucker. I can see that.
Can see.
You don't bang no gun where your heat at. You on the phone like, man, I need that while I.
While I.
Got your bitch face where I might need that. She grabbed it like she need that. Gagged and she earled on my mic. So, I guess I'll call that feedback. Y'all niggas snitching trying to get your G back.
What? No, no, no.
Boy, that shit is over with. I see you, then your dome is split. Million hustles, music refills, plus my stove is lit.
Oh, that man.
Can't get no bread on no loaf and shit. So I'm out here heavy grinding, trying to get my dollars up. Swag on blast, I'm cooler than the Fonz with his collar up. Any nigga you see me with, see me swing, then he follow up. Fuck my bitches, go home to wifey, make up with
it. Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Be a gangster.
Feel good to be a.
Damn it, feel good to be a gangster.
Damn it, feel.
Hey, y'all, hell, oh. Yo, what up? It's Mr. Do It All Vice Verse, and you're listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Keep it locked.
You already heard what it is, man. It feels good to be a gangster. Styx Mars at Styx Mars 1. Also, DC Styx Mars on YouTube. Let me know what you think, hot or not, or lukewarm. Quan, what you think about that joint, son?
I like the joint. I'm familiar with the DC music. I know that'll bump in DC. That joint is hard.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's that okay. Real post-up music. That's that real post-up music right there. That's what I call that.
Well, we got another joint called The Jig Is Up. This is from Quan Lee. So we're going to play this song. And we got Big Heavy coming on in a few. He did a song with Gucci, and he has a hot song. And we're going to be playing that in a few, and he's going to be live. Quan, you can stay on the line if you want to. You want to be a sub co-host tonight, or you want to, you know, hang with me. What time are you going to the movies?
I'm not sure. After this interview, I got to call my aunt. Tomorrow's actually my cousin, 316. So I'm like the million-dollar man right now. Everybody want to try to find out what I'm doing, you know, where I'm at.
Well,
oh, that go. That's my little baby, though. Like, that's the baby cousin, so.
You know I got to be there for that.
Definitely. So, definitely, you got The Jig Is Up with Quan Lee. It's raining like crazy right now in the DMV, like cats and dogs. Like, if you don't have an umbrella, I feel sorry for you right now. We got a caller from the 703, and we're going to play The Jig Is Up, and we're going to come right back with Quan Lee. 703, what it do, baby?
Hey, y'all.
What's poppin'?
I want to request Dick Smart Feels Good to Be a Gangster.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to definitely play that junk again for y'all, you know what I'm saying, through the show and everything. Tell us your name and where you calling from, babe.
My name's Nikki. I'm in VA, but I represent Uptown.
That's what it is, man. And is there anything that made you really mad this week and everything that you just want to get off your chest?
Anything that make me really mad. Ignorant white folks made me really mad this week.
All right, that's what it is. It makes you mad. Stay tuned. www.lessradioonline.com. Shout out to Nikki, man. DMV, what up, man? We're going to play this song right now. The Jig Is Up by Quan Lee. And we're going to play It Feels Good to Be a Gangster again. And we're going to play Hood Rap from him. So call in at 347-826-7722. Right now we're live with Quan Lee. And we're going to have Big Heavy. So let's go.
Jigs up, nigga. I know what y'all been talking about. I know what y'all been saying. Y'all done fucked up and fucked with the wrong motherfucking nigga. Huh? It's Quan Lee, nigga. Quan Nation, what up? Got him sick again. Got him sick again. I 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 got him sick again. They ain't got my grind flu. Try to blackball the kid, but I grind through. Kept it 100. Matter of fact, I kept it down. On my cool Quan Lee shit. How you like me now? Y'all was talking, I responded, but I'm wrong. I ain't even go 8 shit, nigga. Donkey Kong. Know too much, call me a wise guy. Put y'all niggas online, Wi-Fi, through the TV, even on the promo. Can't get mad if your movement going slow-mo. We all know you paid for the followers. You percent real, don't nobody follow ya. Ha! I'm aiming for your ego. Think I'm lying, go check the status, people. I'm shooting back, bitch, niggas up for cover. Should've never said my name, lame motherfuckers. The jig's up, nigga, what you gon' do? Quan Lee head check 1-2. The jig's up, nigga, what you gon' do? Quan Nation head check 1-2. The jig's up, nigga, what you gon' do? Quan Lee head mic check 1-2. The jig's up, nigga, what you gon' do? Quan Nation, watch who we come through. Gotta watch niggas. TV1, damn niggas saying y'all cool, said he make it fun. Dope in they face, trash when you leave. But niggas best of friends though, make believe. They hate me more than they do they man. Mad cause Quan Lee popping even in Japan. Mad cause I'm eating though, they ain't seeing table scraps. Think they gon' make it with them high school table raps. Please, your style so 9-3. Your mischief won't see infinity. Damn, I got love for the old school. Not for them hating ass fucking old dudes. Bitches too mad cause y'all has been. You ain't never blow, bitch, you was a has-win. I'ma stop now, back to getting money. Say you better than me, you a dummy. I told y'all the jig's up, man.
I've been hearing what y'all been saying. I've been hearing what you've been talking about. I've been hearing y'all old asses talking about shit like y'all made it. Y'all ain't...
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You just heard that right there. Exclusive. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And that was your boy, Quan Lee. The jig is up, man. You know what I'm saying? He's doing this thing out here, doing everything that you could think of, man. He got multiple avenues. You know what I'm saying? He gets it. So we got Quan Lee in the building, you know what I'm saying? We was talking, chatting with him. And, you know, we also got to get your boy Big Heavy. He's doing heavy, big things right now, blowing up the ATL. Originally from New York, man. And shout out to his manager, HD. You know what I'm saying? Always seeing the vision, man. Shout out to him, man. And you already know what it is, man. It's all the way live, Lush Radio Online. Let's go back, you know, wrap it up with Quan Lee and see what's good. Quan, what up?
What up?
You know what I'm saying? You know it's always a pleasure. I like that joint right there. Always a pleasure rocking with you, man. It's raining like crazy right now. Shout out to you. And you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, we want you to just keep doing what you do, man. You know this your home, man.
Definitely. I definitely appreciate it. You first somebody with that joint.
I know. That's the exclusive right there. You know what I'm saying? Exclusive. Got to do that, man. Got to do that real quick. But we appreciate you, man.
Because I'm having a debate right now. Who likes happy Quan Lee and who likes angry Quan Lee?
I think I like both of them, actually. I think I like both Quan Lees. I think you have to be versatile in this game. You got to give them, you know what I'm saying, different sides and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? On that note, Quan, you can stay on the line, rock out with us, because let me check the phone lines because we got two callers online. I know we're going to have Big Heavy live on the line with us, too, and everything. So let me go to the phone and see if we got him and stay on the line with me, Quan. All right?
All right. So if anything, let me call back in a few because I got to make some phone calls.
Cool beans, man. We had your boy Quan Lee live on the line, man. Don't forget to follow him, Quan Lee TV. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller live on the line, 917. What it do, baby? You're live on Lush Radio Online, baby.
Yo, what up, Miss Lush?
Nothing much, baby. Just seen on the gangster lane. What up?
What up? I got Big Heavy on the line.
What's going on?
What up,
Big
Heavy? What's
popping
with you? Ain't nothing much.
Ain't nothing, just cooling. What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just excited to have you live on the line right now, man. I heard you doing crazy banana things out there, man. You hurting them out there, man.
For sure. Just trying to grind. You know how that goes.
I feel you, man. Man, so, you know, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get this interview started, man. Before we get into it, man, do you have any shout-outs and everything like that, Big Heavy?
Yes, just shout-out to Atlanta New Breed Entertainment, HD, my manager.
That's what it is. Let's give
That's
you some Lush Radio love real quick, man. Some Lush Radio love.
Sure.
You tell me you clap. You tell me you clap, man.
Shout out to you for having me on here.
Well, I appreciate you, man. I had to have you on here. You know, your wonderful manager hit me up, you know, and said, you know, you got a lot of good things, and I see your movement. You got a serious grind, and, you know, I appreciate people that's on their grind and they're serious about their craft. So, you know, I had to have
you on.
No doubt. So talk to me, Big Heavy. First off, Big Heavy. The name.
What's up?
What inspired the name Big Heavy to go by the name Big Heavy?
Alright, at first my name was Doughboy, like, but as you know, like, everybody name, it's a lot of rappers named Doughboy, so like if you would Google Doughboy, it'd be a million niggas pop up.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, man, that ain't gonna work. So, you know, people in my hood, you know, they used to always call me Big Heavy. They call me both of them, man. You know, old head started calling me Big Heavy, so shit. And it really just stuck to me. So I was like, shit, I like this. So I just kept rocking with it. And the crazy thing about it is, on my songs, even my past songs, I didn't never say Doughboy on my records. I always said Big Heavy, but my name was Doughboy. So it ended up for the best.
Oh, okay. I mean, I understand exactly where he was coming from with that, because, you know what I'm saying? But it fits your personality, too, though. It kind of fits your personality,
sure.
Just, you know, watching you in the videos
and everything, and, you know what I'm saying, just listening to your music and stuff. I think it fits you and stuff, and then it's different, you know.
I appreciate it.
That's the first time I ever heard, you know, that name before, you know.
Yeah.
So
that's,
so that's definitely different. So what inspired you to get into the music industry?
Well, I found that I could rap, like really in the sixth grade. Like, that's when I tried to put some words together or whatever, but I just kept going at it. And in 07, I hooked up with Brian Michael Cox. He heard my music, and he wanted to do business with me, so kicked it off from there. But, like, I always, even before that, though, like, I always used to write stuff or, you know, get instrumentals from artists that artists that's already out, you know what I'm saying? I used to rap on, you know what I'm saying, until I got my chance to try to do something. And that was with B. Cox, so started doing that, you know what I'm saying? And I did my first, like, my first introduction to the game was my mixtape I did with DJ Khaled. So I did that, and then I just kept going. I just kept grinding. I ain't stopped yet.
Wow. I mean, you touch bases with a lot of big, heavy hitters, though, man. You know what I'm saying? It's different when, you know what I'm saying, you get in the game and you just doing this, but you touch bases with some serious heavy hitters when you got in.
Yeah, I was blessed. It was really a blessing, because, like, after I did that mixtape, I did one with DJ Drama. I did a gangster with DJ Drama. Then I did one with Greg Street. And after that, I just kept doing mixtapes, you know what I'm saying, like, everywhere. Like, I got mixtapes in Australia, you got mixtapes in Germany, in Tampa, Indianapolis. I got them everywhere. Like, I just ain't never stopped grinding.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, that's some serious stuff right there. And I was, you know, noticing something, you know. We shared them worth the month of March and stuff, you know. And,
yeah.
It looks like he might be a Pisces over there.
Oh, yeah, you already know. March 3rd. You already know.
Mine is March 19th, fellow Pisces.
That's what's
up. Real people.
That's what's happening.
You know? That's what it is, man. I appreciate Pisces. So, you know, I got extra love for you now that I found out you were Pisces.
No doubt, for sure.
Definitely.
That's a winning thing.
So you, definitely, man. It's a lot of superstars that are Pisces out there. No disrespect to the other signs, but I just shout out to the Pisces. But you're originally from, you know, Brooklyn, New York. You were born there. And you moved around, like, when you were 8 and stuff, to Stone Mountain and out there in, you know, Atlanta and GA.
Yeah.
Even though you were kind of young, you still, you know, were aware of what's going on. How was that transition from you moving from New York down to Atlanta?
It really wasn't even really a big transition, because I was right. Like, I was only 8. So, like, I really wasn't, you know, I was young. I wasn't out and about or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? So when we moved to Atlanta Stone Mountain, transition was really cool. And like, you asked me, do I know anything about New York now? And I tell them, shit, to be for real, nah, I don't, unless I go up there and see my family and my people, and, you know, they take me around. Other than that, shit, I'd get lost up there. For real.
Oh, man. So basically, you know what I'm saying, all you know really right now is really Atlanta, Georgia itself. You are Georgia, you know, and you might go and visit and stuff, but you still got roots in New York, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All my people from up there.
Yeah. I mean, that's still, you know what I'm saying, you still got roots in New York. That's what's up.
For sure.
Talk to me about, you know what I'm saying, you know, dealing with, you know, the life, you know, as most a lot of rappers, you know, they get into the life of being a hustler and then making that transition into doing music. Like, when did you decide that, look, I got to take this stuff seriously, like, this is all or nothing?
Like, I'm going to keep it all the way 100. Like, I always had that talent of rapping, so I ain't really just look at myself as... this is what I'm finna be doing the rest of my life. Like, shit, I put myself, like, I'm a rapper that happened to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was trying to go. Like, I wasn't hustling just to kick it or just to be trapped in one thing. Nah, that ain't me. Like, I knew what I wanted to do. So I took my change, what I got from that, and put it into my music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I had a plan. You know what I'm saying? I had a plan. I knew what I wanted to do. I just didn't want to be stuck because a lot of niggas get stuck.
True. And that's real talk. And I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, actually knowing that, you know, you're doing what you're doing for a reason to get to a goal. A lot of people have no goals on what they're trying to do. They're just doing
exactly.
it for no purpose at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And you're a businessman. Besides being an artist, because a lot of artists, you know, they get in the game, they think it's just about the music, but it's 90%, you know, business in general. How important is business and some of the business ventures that you're tapping into important to you?
It's really important because you got to know that before you do anything else. You could be the best rapper in the world, but if your business ain't together, you're going to get shitted on, like, just straight up. You got to know exactly what you're getting into before you get into it. Just because it sounds good, that don't mean it's going to be good. That's how I look
True.
At it.
True, definitely. You have to know about the business because this game is grimy, and it will chew you up with no mercy and spit you out, you know.
I tell people it's worse than the streets because in the streets you know what to look for. You know what the snakes in the grass look like. You know, because shit, you don't hang with them. Boys don't hang with robbers, so you know what it look like. In the industry,
mm-hmm.
it ain't like that. Like, in the industry, niggas smiling, yeah, my nigga, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. But that just be taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
it's a big difference.
It's definitely a big difference. With what you got, a lot of new projects coming out. A lot of big things are going on with you. You're doing a lot of collabs and doing a lot of, you know, features, doing stuff and everything. So talk to us. You got this hot song right now, Birds Flying High.
Which, yeah. For sure, yeah. The Birds Flying High record is.
Tell me about
this
song.
Okay, cool. Like, it's crazy because, like, I recorded that record in 2008. And, like, when I heard the track, my people gave me the beat. And shit, when I heard it and I heard the hook on there, I wrote to it right then. Like, it didn't take me no but like 15, 20 minutes to write that record. I went straight to the studio and dropped it because I knew what it was. Like, I knew that it would catch everybody. You know what I'm saying? Even if they didn't know what I was talking about, that hook would catch everybody. I knew it would. So everybody around me was like, nigga, that's the record. Nigga, that's what we need to run with. So shit, we just been grinding. Like, Atlanta know the record. Like, Atlanta been playing the record for years. But I'm trying to spread it out now, which is doing. Like, that's what we're doing with the mixtapes. Like, I got a mixtape with Team Bigger Ranking and Tampa Mystic I just dropped. I got one with the Fleet DJs. I got one with, I got one with Cool Running DJs. Like, I dropped, like, I hosted, like, 6 mixtapes in the last, like, 3 weeks. So I just been grinding.
You
like,
mentioned a lot of people. When you going to do one with Coast to Coast, with my fan? When you going to do something with Coast to Coast?
Let me know when I can, and I'm with it. Whenever you're ready for me to do it, I'm with it. For real, I'm with it.
I like the song. I actually listened to it. I think it's a hot song. I think, you know what I'm saying, listening to your stuff, you're a storyteller, and you definitely, you know, use a lot of imagery and stuff in your rhyme.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen to it, you know, you can definitely imagine, like, where you're coming from with your songs and stuff. And it was just ironic that you could actually, like, you know what I'm saying, execute on that track because it was different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different type of track. So, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely nice. So I appreciate you, man. I appreciate the song.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I want the people to listen and see where I'm coming from with the song. And I want to give you guys my feedback on this song right here. It's called Birds Fly High. And we're going to play it real quick for you guys. And we're going to come right back with, you know, the boy, Big Heavy. But Big Heavy, you want to introduce this song before we go into it? You want to bring it in for us?
Yeah, this is Big Heavy, a.k.a. Dope Boy. This is my record, Birds Fly High.
Birds Fly High. And we all the way live, you know what I'm saying? So get ready for it. All the way turned up. It's Lush Radio Online. Big Heavy
a.k.a. Doughboy, Birds Fly.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
It's big, heavy.
Birds flying high, birds flying high, flying high.
Hey.
Birds flying high, birds flying high,
hey.
Flying high.
Hey.
Birds flying high, birds flying high.
I'm a product of my environment, so I get on and move product in my environment. Hustle the requirement, ain't no denying it. The streets is my workplace, my work is some good bait. Some of that straight, straight. Some of that Medellin, the best you've ever seen. Cut it up in the same, customers will be on your team. The American dream, big money, no tax. I'm getting so much money, I don't know how to act. I'm living for the moment, I'm crushing on my opponents. My money's constantly flowing like a 60, I be rolling. I'm flying high and at the top, be my destination. I'm distributing narcotics versus my occupation.
Hey.
I know y'all gon' hate this. Average so good. All I need is me a base hit. Base hit, base hit. That's the swing I'm taking. Before the game, I rigged a softball. Gave it a face to them. I go hard. Got the keys to open my success. Hustle hard, cause I can never be the second best. Grind like a blender. I'ma need a blender. Mix it all together. Don't nobody do it better. Provolone, pepper jack. I'm all about my cheddar. Rain, sleet, or snow. Get it in and in. Whether it's 1 or 20, you know I'ma get tech. I got the right ingredients to make that thing a milk.
Hey.
Big Heaven's a veteran.
Hey.
No college, but I got a doctor in appellate.
Yeah.
Now you see him, now you don't. Boy, I swear I get him gone like a TV in your house. You could bet I'm always gone on like a light.
Hey.
Birds like a pesto. Different shades, different brands. You can call me Petco. I ain't picking up the turf, then hit me on my metro. Say you want him in an hour, I'll be in a metro area. Low key, riding in a rental with a couple of them dudes. Boy, I swear they so official. Got them frosted flakes, but they whiter than some tissue. Got them going, headed to the intercontinental.
Hey.
Birds flying high,
birds
flying high, flying high, birds flying high.
Well, let them fly then.
Birds flying high, birds flying high, flying high, birds flying high, birds flying high,
birds
flying high.
Calling that 347-826-7722. Talk to your boy, Big Heavy, man. That song is hot, man. Crazy right now.
Appreciate it.
What up, Big Heavy?
What's going on?
Man, you know what I'm saying? The song is hot. I like the song. You know, we're going to continue running it. And, you know, you're working with a lot of big names, man. Tell us some of the people you're working with right now.
As far as features, I got a record with B.O.B. I got a record called I'm From the Hood with Gucci and Young Dro. And I just I'm recording two records right now. I got with Trey Songz. But as far as like producers, DJ Toon, Justice Lee, B. Cox, Maestro, Kane, Jazzy Faye, a lot, I got just a lot of different artists, and I mean a lot of different producers, and I got producers that ain't even known
school music as hard as the rest of them.
Wow. You're doing big things over there, Big Heavy. Don't hurt them now.
Trying to.
Oh, man. You know, besides, you know, you being an MC, being a businessman, what are some of your other talents, other things that, you know, you might want to tap into later on down the road?
Well, I feel like skies ain't the limit. Like anything, like acting or whatever. Like I'm up for anything as long as it ain't nothing, no stupid shit. I'm up for anything.
Okay, cool. If you weren't doing music right now, if you weren't doing music, what was that other thing that you would have had wanted to do? Your other talent.
If I wasn't doing music right now, I'd probably be. Work in the streets right now working.
Well, that's real.
That's what
you know what I'm
right
saying?
Now, just to keep it all the way 100.
Well, I mean, that's real. You're telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's either you're doing one thing or doing the other. At least it's keeping you, you know what I'm saying, out of the streets and you doing positive things. And I heard from a birdie that song you have with B.O.B. is a very nice song and stuff, and
yeah.
We look forward to getting that into the arsenal and stuff. And we got some other things we're doing with kids and stuff about, you know, because they look up to MCs and rappers and stuff like that. But the education is not always promoted and stuff, so we're trying to do a little program where we get MCs to come down and, like, talk to the kids, motivate them to read and stuff. And, you know, so
sure.
We're working on different things like that, you know what I'm saying, to give back to the kids and stuff like that. So those are some things that we're pitching out to some of the artists. And speaking on that, what are some things that you are looking to once you feel like you're content where you're at financially and in the music business, what would be some of the things you would do to give back to your community?
Oh, shit, I want to do a lot of stuff with kids, like, It ain't a lot of places for kids to go no more, like after school, you know, because a lot of parents don't be home or they single parents don't be home. So I want to open up some stuff where they could be in there kicking it, where they ain't got to be on the street getting in no trouble, like whether it's a YMCA or it's like anything in that nature, where they ain't got to just be restless and like, damn, let me try to get into this, and they get into trouble. So anything where they ain't got to resort to being in the street. I'm trying to, you know, we're going to brainstorm about that and see what it is we can do for them to be in a place where they ain't got to get in no trouble, where they could just kick it at. Or be doing all shit. They don't want to be at home. You can do your homework here or shit. You want to play basketball, you can do that here or whatever. You know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't, your last resort is the street. Like, that's your last resort. That ain't your first.
Definitely. Because, you know, the thing is, the big problem is, like, a lot of kids, you know, they don't really have anybody to look to. They don't really have too many people that care. And it's different, you know, growing up nowadays, because it's like some of the kids don't even believe they can even get off that block alone, or even if there is a future.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, so it's really sad. So, you know, we need more YMCAs. We need more people reaching out and stuff like that. So I appreciate that thought that, you know, going out there, you know, and then, you know, we just have to execute and work together to definitely, you know.
Yeah, and they need more people that's telling them they can do it instead of just hanging around them doing the same stuff they're doing. They need inspiration.
Definitely. So, you know, we definitely look to people like, you know, you and other people to definitely do what they got, you know, to do in order to shed that light for the kids. Advice for the youth out there that's trying to get into the music industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
Don't stop. Don't take no for answer shit. A million no's, but one yes will open up your whole future. So if somebody tell you no, brush that shit off and keep moving. Because they don't like it, that don't mean this person ain't going to like it, and they don't want to take a chance on you. So just keep, I just say never, don't stop. Don't stop grinding. Don't stop hustling. Because you keep going, you're going to break the door down.
Definitely. Elections are coming up. So, you know, you got Romney, you got Obama. What are some of the issues that you feel like if you were able to lobby or go out and, you know,
lobby over there with the president, some of the issues that you feel you would address to them, you know, as being an artist, some of the issues that we face in the United States of America, what would be some of the issues you would ask them if you were in front of them?
Really?
While in New York.
The job scene is terrible. Like, that's why they wonder why it's so violent and the shit that's going on now, because niggas ain't getting no money and they ain't getting no legit money. So only thing they have to turn to is to do something to get some money, because they got kids, they got to eat. So I would ask them, like, what y'all going to do? What y'all going to do about job situations? Because to me, that's one of the main things to me.
Definitely, because the job situation is definitely, we're at a deficit. A lot of people, it's still high unemployment rates, but people are like, I guess they're tweaking the numbers and making it seem like that the unemployment rate has dropped, but there's still a lot of people that have no jobs out here.
Yeah, because you take a person that was providing for their family, and then they lose their job. And they're going to look for a job, and ain't no jobs coming. They're going to turn into an animal. They're going to do whatever they got to do to take care of their family. So that would be my first thing. What y'all going to do about these jobs?
Definitely. And if you're listening right now, you're live on LushRadioOnline.com, and we're live with Big Heavy, a.k.a. Doughboy, right out of ATL, doing his thing, doing some heavy stuff right now, working with the majors. His work is crazy right now. I need you to support him. If you're calling right now, call in at 347-826-7722 to talk to Big Heavy. We got a caller right now from 857. You're live right now with Big Heavy, a.k.a. Doughboy. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Salute, Lush. It's your boy Bugsy in the building.
What up, Bugsy? What up, Boston? What's poppin'?
Ain't nothing, man. I had to come back home for a second, man. Been missing the radio station, man.
That's what's up, man. That's my boy Bugsy right out of Boston. Bugsy, you got any questions to ask Big Heavy?
Man, well, first and foremost, let me salute the big homie, because, you know, I've been listening since he came on the air, man, and I want to say, man, he sound like Mr. Grind Time himself, man, so let me first and foremost say salute to you.
Appreciate it, homie.
All right, I guess like a question would be right now, man. Like I just heard you say, man, like, you know, you drop like massive mixtapes back to back. Like I guess my question would be on that is like, how long did that process take? Because like right now, man, like I got my first one on wrapped up. I'm working on the second and like a collabo right now. So my question is like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the best time to put them out? Like, you know what I mean? Like, should you put out one, wait like a good couple of weeks, or you know what I mean? Like, what's the best time to do it like that as far as back to back?
Real talk, because I put out one every week or one every other week, man. Just keep feeding them, because they're gonna keep seeing your face in a minute. They're gonna be like, damn, who is this nigga? I need to see about this nigga. Let's see what's going on with him. So I just keep putting shit out, my nigga. I wouldn't stop putting nothing out.
Oh, I can dig it. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I put out a single or two a day, man, up on these little websites that I got and things like that. So, you know what I mean? I definitely try to feed him, man. Like, I ain't going to lie, man. Like, I salute Lush, man. Like, you know, she opened my eyes and really got the boy motivated to do this, man. And you know what I mean? Like, I've been going hard, man. So, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, right now, this is all I really do. Wake up, go to sleep, record it, man. So, right now, that's all I'm doing is tracks every day.
For sure. That shit, that's the way to go. Because, shit, you grinding like that, shit, you're going to knock a door down.
All right.
Fuzzy, what you think about, you know, his Birds Flying High song?
Oh, man, I ain't even going to lie. That was hot. And it had nothing to do with you, big homie, but I was hoping it was one of them lukewarm songs so I could use my word, because it's been a while, but I can't even use lukewarm, man. That was definitely hot, man, because Guru's been killing my, shout out to Guru, man. He's been killing my lukewarm on Twitter, man. I've been seeing him, man, but that was definitely a hot with a capital.
For sure. Appreciate it, homie.
Definitely. If you're listening right now, we got a caller live on the line, 347. You're live right now with Big Heavy. He got the song Birds Flying High. It's crazy right now. Big shout out to HD. It's crazy right now, man. So talk to him. You know what I'm saying? Got any questions? Tell us your name and where you're calling from, 347. What it do, baby?
What up? I'm back. It's Quan Lee.
What up, Quan? What's poppin', man? What's good with you?
I'm just tuning back in. Just got off the phone with the family and all that.
That's what's up. We got Big
what's
Heavy Live on the line. We got
Big
Heavy Live
on
the line.
He got a high song called Birds Flying High. Big Heavy, this is Quan Lee from Quan Lee TV. He has like one of the hottest internet, like, you know, it's almost like it's like a world star. It's getting the same numbers as World Star. He also shoots for Forbes DVD also. So, and he's one of the hardest working dudes out in New York. So definitely a good link up for you guys to pick up and stuff like that too. And he's also an MC. So Quan, I'm going to play Birds Flying High one more time because I want to get your feedback on it too.
Definitely run that joint back.
I'm going to run that joint back to you. It's called Birds Flying High and stuff. So we're going to run that back. So we have Big Heavy Live on the line. We're also going to have Kid Cash, 17-year-old MC, okay, out of the DMV. And we're going to be talking to him also in a few minutes. But we're going to play Birds Flying High. I want to get your feedback on how you feel about this. And we're going to come right back. We got Quan Lee Live on the line. We got Big Heavy on the line. And we're also going to have Kid Cash on the line. Birds Flying High. Let's go.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
It's Big Heavy.
Birds flying high, birds flying high, flying high.
Hey.
Birds flying high, birds flying high, birds flying high.
Hey.
Birds flying high, birds flying high.
Hey. Ain't no denying it, the streets is my workplace. My work is some good bait. Yup, some of that straight. Hey. Some of that Medellin, the best you've ever seen. Cut it up in the same, customer to be on your team. The American dream, big money, no tax. I'm getting so much money, I don't know how to act. I'm living for the moment, I'm crushing on my opponents. My money's constantly flowing like a 60, I be rolling. I'm flying high and at the top, be my destination. I'm distributing narcotics, birth to my occupation.
Hey.
I know y'all gon' hate this. Every so good. All I need is me a base hit. Base hit, base hit. That's the swing I'm taking. Before the game, I rigged a softball. Gave it a face lift. I go hard. Got the keys to open my success. Hustle hard cause I can never be the second best. Grind like a blender. I'ma need a blender. Mix it all together. Don't nobody do it better. Provolone, pepper jack. I'm all about my cheddar. Rain, sleet, or snow. Get it in and in. Whether it's 1 or 20, you know I'ma get check. I got the right ingredients to make that thing a milk. I supply the medicine. Yo. Big Heavy's a veteran. Hey. No college, but I got a doctor in it. Pelletier. Now you see him, now you don't. Boy, I swear I get him gone like a TV in your house. You could bet I'm always on like a light. Birds like a pesto. Different shades, different brands. You can call me Petco. I ain't picking up the church, then hit me on my metro. Say you want them in an hour, I'll be in a metro area. Low key, riding in a rental with a couple of them dudes. Boy, I swear they so official. Got them frosted flakes, but they whiter than some tissue. Got them gone, headed to the intercontinental.
Birds flying high, birds flying high, flying high, flying high.
You're listening to Lush Radio online. Lush Radio online.
Know what it is, man. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. It's all the way live. It's Friday, baby. Yo, we got your boy, Quan Lee, Big Heavy. And we're going to have Kid Cash live in the building, man. Birds flying high, crazy bananas right now. Give me your feedback. Hot or not, lukewarm. What it do, baby? Call in 347-826-7722. We're going to wrap it up with your man, Big Heavy, and we're going to go into Kid Cash, baby. Let's go. So we got my man Big Heavy live on the line. So give me your feedback, Quan. What you think about that, fam?
I'm digging the joint. I was sitting here like, all right. I'm definitely digging the joint. Like, you can tell it's authentic. It ain't that, you know, yeah, I sell drugs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't none of that.
Yeah. 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 I feel you on that, my nigga.
It's that real trap music. It ain't that, you know, the MTV trap music.
That's what's up. See, the thing is, I like, you know, when we can all come together, because you, both of you guys are artists and stuff, different markets and everything, but you guys can actually, you know what I'm saying, be real with each other and appreciate each other's music. You know what I'm saying? How some people, you know, they just be hating on each other for no apparent reason. So, you know, that's a good thing. Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying, we try to, you know, give out some positive things and do our thing, man. Big Heavy, man, talk to us, man. Give us, you know, your Twitter, all your information, and the things that's coming out that we got to look for and everything
all
like
right.
that.
My Twitter is 1BigHeavy, at 1BigHeavy, and if you want to get in contact with me, like to send beats or booking, it's BigHeavyBookings@gmail. And, like, right now, we got a couple major situations on the table. I ain't gonna say the best one, but the one that presents itself as the best one, we're gonna probably run with that one. You know what I'm saying? We got our lawyers working on a lot of stuff right now, so we just gonna see how everything turn out.
Definitely. Right now, he has something he's working with Trey Songz. He did something with Gucci. He got a lot of stuff going on. He's a storyteller. He has some serious stuff going on. I employ everybody to go out and support him, because he has, check out his videos, just Google him, you know what I'm saying? Big Heavy, a.k.a. Dope Boy, you know what I'm saying? So I support you, man. You're doing your thing, and I wish nothing but success in everything that you do, man.
For sure, I appreciate that. I wish the same to you.
Definitely. We have this little boy that we got coming on, man. He's 17 years old. And I like when artists come and do their thing. And, you know, most artists, I don't really listen to everybody's music, but he actually has something to say. He was representing his area in the DMV area. He's 17. And, you know, you had artists like Chief Keef and Sean Glizzy and all these cats coming out the DMV area. So I wanted to highlight him. And actually, the only way I found out about him is actually one of my students told me about him, who's like 9 years old. Who listen to his stuff. So, you know, I always try to, you know, keep my ear to the streets of what's going on, especially with the youth. So, you know, you guys can stay on the line. I want to get your feedback on his song and stuff and see what y'all think about his stuff, you know. Maybe you could do a collab. He's 17. You know, he got that young market. So let's go on the line and see if we got your boy Kid Cash live on the line. Kid Cash, you got Kid Cash on the line?
Yeah, it is me right here.
What's up, Kid Cash? What's poppin' with you, homie?
Man, cool. You know, I'm actually at the studio right now. I had to step outside so my phone could be clear, you know.
Well, we appreciate that, Kid Cash.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate y'all. What you say?
Go ahead, babe.
I appreciate y'all having me on the show, too, man.
I mean, it's all good. You know, you got a big following. I was checking out your YouTube and stuff like that, you know. You 17, right?
Yeah, I'm 17.
Well, so when you turn 18? Voting age.
February 21st.
Oh, okay. You in that Pisces range over there. You in that Pisces range. Like,
yeah.
That's what it is. So talk to us, man. You 17 and everything. You on the line with some vets doing their thing. You got Big Heavy. You know, he's actually out of ATL, originally from New York. But he's doing major stuff. And you got Quan Lee. He's doing major stuff out of New York. So you on the market with, you know, two different dudes that are in different markets that are doing their thing heavy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is what we do on Lush Radio Online, trying to connect people in different states and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. But I just try to just speak for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Speak for the people that can't. That's really my motive, you know what I'm saying? Speak for people that's locked up and people that's dead, and just letting them know what's really going on out here and outside, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't really have too many people out here really supporting us and really, you know what I'm saying, speaking outside of our outside, outside, you know what I'm saying? So I really just do it for the people, you know what I'm saying? Just speak for them, because everybody not no rapper, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be their rapper, you know what I'm saying? I speak what they want to say, you know what I'm saying? And let everybody know, man. You know, I'm only 17. I've been doing this for a minute, though, since I was a younger, you know what I'm saying? I just got with a new group called Gotta Eat A&T. I just got with them, you know. At first, I was just doing it by myself, man, you know.
Okay. All right. So so talk to us. This song is getting, like, crazy play. A lot of, you know, a lot of people are talking about it. This Congress Park Heights, the song,
Congress
the
Park
anthem.
Congress Park Anthem. Yeah.
So talk to us about that. That's your neighborhood and stuff like that?
Yeah, if you saw the video, you can search the video on YouTube. If you saw the video, you will see that it's inside my neighborhood. That's right there by Malcolm X Elementary School. That's the elementary school I went to by Congress Park Station. You know, that's my hood right there, Congress Park, you know what I'm saying? So the song really is just for the people that, you know, that died around our way and people that's locked. And, you know what I'm saying, like the youngest that's coming up, you know what I'm saying? So we came a long way, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to make sure when I go, that they up there too. So I got to just make it loud, just make sure everybody know where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We're gonna ask you some more questions. We're going to come back on the line because I know they have the other ones that we have on the line. My artists got to get to other things. But I want them to peep your song and give me their feedback on your song. And we're going to go to that right now. We have Kid Cash, and his song is Congress Heights, the anthem. Call in and tell us your feedback, 347-826-7722.
Downtown music, baby.
For all my niggas gone, the bad and the beef, I'm a Congress Park nigga, so you know I gotta eat. My niggas say time, but now they in the streets. But I'ma take it back to summer 03. For all my niggas locked, live by me, cause I'ma be the one that keep that shit G. My hood on lock, the fence too deep. The park coming together, this shit about to be sweet. Come from the park, so I look at shit a different way. Speak for the hood, and I bet you live another day. Heaven up there, but the cemetery a different way. Gonna get killed, I ain't sleep for another day. Niggas swell John like he ain't never live a day. I wake up in the morning like Dre Bomby gon' get rich today. Probably with your bitch today, but I'd rather hit licks today. And send it to my niggas in the jail who got sent away. Niggas wiping all that fake shit, so that's why I pray. Egg the park, do I love my hood? So that's why I stay in the street all day. Yeah, that's where I'ma lay. You niggas is light work. Congress Park a heavyweight. OGs walking round, I swear they moving heavyweight. Boy, about to come on, man, we do it every day. Biggers came home doing numbers like he made a play. D-Block came home on paper, so he hit the state. My niggas gone, the dad and the beef. From the Congress Park niggas, so you know I got eat. My niggas dead time, but now they in the streets. But I'ma take it back to summer 03. For all my niggas locked, live by me, cause I'ma be the one that keep this shit G. My hood on lock, the fence too deep. The park coming together, this shit about to be sweet. My uncle's gon' life, he wasn't even with it. My cousin gon' fight, he ain't even convicted. Lot of niggas be welling, niggas constantly snitching. Lot of niggas be missing, taped up in digits. Tail school to the tail, heads coming to get him. Rest in peace, play five, we will never forget him. I'ma do it for Walt, he was here from beginning. Back in the sandbox, I know niggas remember. Running through 14th, playing tag in the building. running through back doors. That's when Bucket was living. Now niggas be snitching, sneaking niggas for bitches. Niggas acting suspicious, that's cause niggas is vicious. Free my niggas Tom, tell Noodles we miss him. I know niggas that wanna take it back to the summer. Trap house 100, loud pack with stunners. On the block with gunners, playing ball with gunners. All my niggas gone, the guy in the breeze. From a common park, niggas, so you know I got E. My niggas take time, but now they in the streets. But I'ma take it back, cause I'm an old trick. For all my niggas locked, live by me. Cause I'ma be the one that keep that shit G. My hood unlocked, the spin's too deep. The park coming together, this shit about to be sweet. Congress Park, Anchor, Vegas, too known. Push my hood to the top, put it on my life. Homes ain't a lot of niggas left. Lord, you was white. Homes, take my hood.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio Online.
You're not listening to Lush Radio Online. We all the way live, man. You just heard Congress Park, Anthem, DMV, only 17 years old. Your boy Kid Cash. Give me your feedback, call in 347-826-7722. We still live with your man, Big Heavy. You already know what it is. Quan Lee, so you already know what it is. We want the OGs to go ahead and give the youth some feedback on his song. And I'm going to tell you, first off, you know what I mean? I really don't be listening to a lot of artist music. And when my student told me about the song, I'm like, all right, I check it out. You know, so I checked it out. And he's young, but he still has, it's like he has a story to tell, and it's real. So talk to me. Give me your feedback. I want to ask Big Heavy, what you think about that? He's 17. What's your feedback on it?
I fuck with the record because he taking his hood in the street, and he putting that shit on the record, like, and he rapping for his people that's locked up in their dead shit. If a nigga don't feel that, I don't know what to say about a nigga. That shit hard, though, little bro. We spat.
That's what it is. Quan, what you think about that joint, son?
Yo, that joint go hard. Definitely repping for his hood. You know, I definitely see the passion inside of him. Like, you sure you 17, man? Because, yo, like, if that's how you sounding now, like, you got a great future ahead of you.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Bugsy out in Boston, what you think about that right there, fam?
Man, I'm with the big homies. I'm rocking with it, you know what I mean? And more so while I'm rocking with it is because lately, man, like, I feel like everybody, you know what I mean, be on that slave rap, and they talking about their chains, they whips, and they kicks. You see what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody talking about nothing no more. And homie right there, man, he definitely talking about something, you know what I mean? Like, he got that paintbrush in his hand, painting that picture. So salute to the big homie doing his thing right there.
That's what it is, man.
I appreciate that.
Kid Cash, like, you know, I listened to the song, and you got a couple other songs and stuff like that, and you got a lot of, like, people coming out of your area, like, you know, Fat Trail, you know, Wale, Shot Glizzy, and everything like that. What makes you different than any of those cats that's coming out?
Well, to be honest, you know, like in the city, everybody really, like, I ain't gonna say sound the same, but everybody really got the same, you know what I'm saying, the same swag in our city, you know what I'm saying, So I really just try to stand out for everybody else. So like you said, everybody talking about all these whips and all these kicks and all that. My motive is to speak on the stuff that's really going on around the city, you know what I'm saying, all the problems and everything that people really have, and so people can relate to it and people can really understand it. So if you really from the hood and you really, you know what I'm saying, you went through all this stuff, you understand me, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna say, I mean, I'm better than anybody, but I'm a youngin', you know what I'm saying? Like I said, everybody said they ain't coming up. I speak what's real. That's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? I got it all, but the real is the most important thing out of everything, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, the other thing that, you know, because I always promote education and stuff like that, so what's the status in regards when it comes to, like, school right now with you and everything like that?
Well, me, I'm still in school. I attend Baloo.
Okay.
I attend Baloo Senior High School, you know what I'm saying? Right there on 4th Street. I'm in the 11th grade,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, that's what I'm talking about. I better see some good grades or me and you going to fight.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, man, my grade is really, it's really looking good, you know what I'm saying? Because I try to balance everything out, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Always got to have something to fall back on, but, you know, you actually have a story to tell, and there are people listening, and I had to get at you because I really enjoy what you got going on. And we have some callers on the line that actually want to ask you a couple of questions. But I'm going to wrap it up with Big Heavy. Big Heavy, you know, I appreciate you. I support you and everything you got going on. And we're going to continue rotating this stuff, and we'll send off the link to you for the interview and stuff like that because I know you're busy. I know you got to get in the studio, and it's all the way live in ATM and stuff.
For sure. It's all good. I'm going to hit you up on Twitter so we can talk about that take, too.
That's what it is, man. We got to get that cracking. Coast to coast, man. Shout out to Lil Fats, man. You already know what it is, man. That's what it is. So, you know, big shout out to the big homie, HD, Big Heavy, a.k.a. Doughboy. Big shout out to Quan Lee. We're going to go to the phone lines and see if anybody has any questions for your boy, the one and only Kid Cash. And also, we have a question. Why did you feel about question 7, if you're in the DMV area, talking about bringing in all these different things? So talk to us right now. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Anybody have any questions for Kid Cash? We got a caller from the 202-431. You have a question for Kid Cash?
Yeah. Hello?
Okay. Yes, 202-431. Tell us where you're repping.
I'm rapping D.C., Southside.
Okay. You have a question for Kid Cash?
Yeah, I got a question for Kid Cash. First of all, I like the song a lot, too, man. Shout out to Kid Cash and his whole thing.
That's what's up.
My question is, you got a mixtape coming soon, and, I mean, what else you got? Who else you working with in the city, and where can I find you? Like, you on Twitter, Facebook, or what?
Like I said, man, I'm in the studio right now. I'm outside the studio. You know, I got this No Face, No Case mixtape about to drop. I don't know if I'm going to drop it this month or next month, but, you know, it's coming in between both of them, both of this month. You can go on Twitter, you know, search me, at Salute Kid Cash. You know, you can go on YouTube. You could search all my songs. Just type in Kid Cash. Everything should come up. Really, man, like I said, I just signed with a group called Gotti Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? We coming out the South Side. Salute to our other artists, Talu, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And make sure y'all come to, I'll promote the vote performance tomorrow right there by MLK, by the Big Chair. My video shoot tomorrow for my song, Trap Bitch Tomorrow, my new single. My video shoot tomorrow, so you can come and support me there, too. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me up on Twitter, and I'll let you know the rest of the details and everything that's going on.
Definitely. And we're going to definitely get that information for you and send that over to us, and then we can definitely promote that. We have another caller. You got a caller from 301-423. You have a question for Kid Cash?
Yeah, this is Baracko Flocka calling from Capitol Heights from Treetop Radio. I got that Kid Cash, you know, I really dig his song, that Trap Bitch. That's my little joint right there. So I'm fucking with that. I got a few questions I want to ask Kid Cash. I want to know how does he feel, you know, getting his start, you know, with him just being a local artist. How does he plan on, you know, getting a little bit more out there as far as, you know, fan base? Is he doing any traveling or whatever, shit like that?
Well, I ain't really been out the city. I only been like to a couple little, you know, like New York and like local places like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really been nowhere for real. And I just look forward to my team supporting me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Support me, Gotti Entertainment. You can look them up too. Our website almost up. And you know, and like, man. To be honest, hello?
Yeah.
You got some music in the background or something?
Oh, yeah. You can. You want me to turn it down?
Yeah, I could. I could, yeah.
Okay. I turned it down.
But like really, I just want to just keep it real for the people, man. You know, just keep it real, keep it original for the people. Just keep making music, you know, with my fan base. I'm going to do so much real stuff. That's why I said so people could relate to me and people could support me because they really going to understand where I'm coming from. After this No Face, No Case mixtape, now I should have everybody attention, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to just get the people where they want, just keep it real the whole way. Then, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Kid Cash, I have actually the young man, his name is Trayvon Cox, and he's the one that actually told me about you. Because without him, I wouldn't have even known about you. He's my age in the street, and he's 9 years old, and he's a big, he's 10, I'm sorry. He's 10 years old. Yeah, he's 10 years old, and he listens to your music, and he's a big, big fan of yours. So, Trayvon, you want to ask him a couple questions?
I wanted to know, what inspired you to first make music?
I mean, really, you know, I wasn't really doing nothing. It was just like I just come outside, you know what I'm saying, just be in the streets. So I got tired of, like, saying, like, everybody down, you know what I'm saying, everybody going to jail or this happening. And I was really, to be honest, I was really, like, recently into a lot of negativity stuff, you know what I'm saying, I mean, negativity. So, you know, like, but when I started rapping, I was 11 years old, but I wasn't really taking it serious. I was just, you know what I'm saying, writing little bars and writing little raps and stuff like that. Then when I turned 13, I recorded my first 3 songs when I was 13. So when I recorded them songs, somebody heard it. This person heard it. Somebody heard it or whatever. And it was like, you know, you really got a little voice. Then after that, I saw him, and I really listened to myself, you know what I'm saying? I see people that was saying my stuff over YouTube really, like, telling me, you know what I'm saying, keep it going, Shawty, keep it going, whatever. So after that, I started making more music. And my first mixtape, Rookie of the Year, dropped. And when that dropped, I had a lot of people behind me. So, you know what I'm saying, I really ain't want, I couldn't stop. I couldn't just leave them like that because they was feeling me, you know what I'm saying?
My favorite song by you is Congress Park Anthem. What inspired you to make that song?
Well, to be honest, that song, man, it took me a long time to make that song. Like, up in the studio, it took me almost 3 hours to make the song. I really had to get on the facts. I really had to go on the facts that really was going on, just not in the city, but really in my neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? So, and we lost a lot of people. That's one of the most, I don't know if y'all heard, that's one of the most dangerous neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, in the Southeast area. So, you know, we probably got more deaths than any other neighborhood around us, you know what I'm saying? So I really just took from that. Took all the people that died, you know what I'm saying, just trying to make a difference in our hood, trying to bring us together, just so I can get my hood behind me too, you know what I'm saying, you see what I'm saying, instead of just other people just in the streets, I had to get them behind me first, so I just voted for them, everybody that's dead in there, and everybody that's locked up from around our way, it's in the song, you know what I'm saying.
And I just wanted to know, when are you going to make a next song?
But, I mean, like I said, I'm at the studio right now, so I'm gonna drop a new song on YouTube probably after my performance tomorrow. I'm gonna make sure my team upload a track tomorrow so I can keep y'all, you know what I'm saying, on something new. But the mixtape about to drop soon, so y'all ain't gonna be waiting too long, you know what I'm saying? No Face, No Case, man.
Well, can you do me a big, big favor? Because without Trayvon, I wouldn't have known about you. Could you give him a big shout-out on the show?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Shout-out to Trayvon, man, you know, man, I appreciate you for showing that love for me, you know what I'm saying, getting them hip to me. That really, I really truly appreciate that, man. I got to make sure when I go in the studio, man, you know, I say your name over this track. I really appreciate that, Shawty, you know what I'm saying, just for you being that young, you know what I'm saying, and listening to other things. You young, you know what I'm saying? You younger than me. I'm young, too. You younger than me, and you really got a good ear, you know what I'm saying? Because you really chose the title, and you brung it out, and you brought it to somebody's attention, man. Thank you, Charlotte. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he definitely keeps his ears to the street, and when you do drop your mixtape, I definitely need to get an exclusive copy so I can give to him.
Oh, I got to be good, man. He's going to get the first copy, man. Let him know that. He's going to get the first copy, man. I promise.
And he wants to know where you're going to be your performance at around the area.
Right there by the big tree by MLK. Right there by the big tree, right there. We'll have a stage, everything, man. We'll have food. People could just come out, you know what I'm saying? Just come out, just see me perform.
What day is tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow at 11
okay.
to 4. The address is 2101 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast.
Okay. I'm going to get that off record. I'll get the information and we'll spread that out and stuff for the kids that want to check you out and everything like that. But, you know, give us your Twitter, YouTube, and all those things so, you know, the kids can check you out and people can check you out and, you know, do some collabs and stuff like that.
My Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter, at Salute Kid Cash. You can follow me on Facebook, at Kid Cash, that nigga from Vegas. And on YouTube, you can search my video, Kid Cash, Calm Talk Adam. You know what I'm saying? You can search that one. You can search Kid Cash Ambition. That's going to come up. And, you know, and my YouTube channel right now is Southside TV. So you can make sure you tune in to that. I got a couple more things that I did when I was a little younger on there. You know what I'm saying? So, No Face, No Case mixtape will be on Death Piff. So when it come out, it's probably at the end of this month. Hopefully, I mean, I ain't going to say hopefully. Most definitely, it's going to come out next month. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't really throw no date at it yet, but I know it's next month.
Okay. Well, you know, we definitely appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, having you on here, Kid Cash, because I know you go out to go in the studio. We're going to run your song one more time, Congress Heights Anthem. Just Trayvon's here, so I got to do that one for him real quick. And we're going to hit you on the flip side, and we appreciate you. Keep doing your thing.
At 17,
you definitely got a lot of promise and stuff, and definitely we're going to hit you on the flip side, maybe get you, you know, live on video and everything like that. So,
okay, that's good.
Definitely appreciate you. All right, so big shout out to Kid Cash. We're going to run this song one more time. If you didn't listen to it before, Congress Heights Anthem, he's really telling the story. Big shout out to Big Heavy. Big shout out to Quan Lee. We're going right back to the song, and we're going to be right back. Let's go. Hot or Not Fridays, man. Let's go.
Downtown music, baby.
Downtown music. For all my niggas gone, the bad and the beef, I'm a common park nigga, so you know I got E. My niggas stay in town, but now they in the streets. But I'ma take it back to summer 03. For all my niggas locked, live by me. Cause I'ma be the one that keep that shit G. My hood on lock, the fence too deep. The park coming together, this shit about to be sweet. I come from the park, so I look at shit a different way. Speak for the hood, and I bet you live another day. Heaven up there, but the cemetery a different way. Gonna get killed, I ain't sleep for another day. Niggas swell John like he ain't never live a day. I wake up in the morning like Dre Bomby gon' get rich today. Probably with your bitch today, but I'd rather hit licks today. And send it to my niggas in the jail who got sent away. Niggas wiping all that fake shit, so that's why I pray. Egg the park, do I love my hood, so that's why I stay in the street all day. Yeah, that's where I'ma lay. You niggas is light work, Congress Park a heavyweight. OGs walking around, I swear they moving heavyweight. Boy, about to come on, man, we do it every day. Biggers came home doing numbers like he made a play. D-Block came home on paper, so he hit the state. My name's gone, the guy down deep from the Congress Park, niggas, so you know I got E. My niggas stay town, but now they in the streets. But I'ma take it back to summer 03. For all my niggas locked, live by me. Cause I'ma be the one that keep this shit G. My hood on lock, the fence too deep. The park coming together, this shit about to be sweet.
My uncle's going light, he wasn't even with it. My cousin going fat, he ain't even convicted. Lot of niggas be welling, niggas constantly snitching. Lot of niggas be missing, taped up in digits. Tail school to the tail, heads coming to get him. Rest in peace, play fat, we will never forget him. I'ma do it for Walt, he was there from beginning. Back in the sandbox, I know niggas remember. Running through 14th, playing tag in the building. Running through back doors, that's when Bucket was living. Now niggas be snitching, sneaking niggas for bitches. Niggas acting suspicious, that's cause niggas is vicious. Free my niggas time, tell noodles we miss them. I know niggas that wanna take it back to the summer. Trap house 100, loud pack with stunners. On the block with gunners, playing ball with gunners.
All my niggas gone, the dad in the beef from the Congress Park, niggas, so you know I got E. My niggas take time, but now they in the streets. But I'ma take it back, cause I'ma...
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You heard it again, that was Kid Cash right there. You already know Congress Heights. Congress Park Anthem, let me get it corrected. Congress Park Anthem, you know, that's a hot song right there from Kid Cash. Support him, salute Kid Cash on Twitter, follow him, YouTube, Google him. Also check out Big Heavy, a.k.a. Doughboy. He's doing stuff with, you know, Trey Songz, Gucci Mane, a lot of things. Also check out Quan Lee, Quan Lee TV. He got a new mixtape coming out. It's got some hot songs. Don't forget, this is Howard Homecoming Week, so it's going down. Check out Lotus tonight. It's going down. All you got to do is text 41411, 21 and over at Lotus, $400, two bottles of Ciroc, VIP tables. Diddy's in town. T.I.'s coming in town. A lot of celebs are going to be out here in the DMV area. Howard Homecoming is the hottest homecoming in the DMV area, so check for the party listings. Listings. Also, don't forget, November the 6th, it goes down. We're doing the election day. It's going to be a mixtape release party for 6 Marks, along with that, a showcase. So if you want to perform, all you got to do is email me at lushradioonline@gmail.com, or you want to send some music in for the hot tonight, it's lushradioonline.com. And also, don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Also, big shout-out to Trey Volkop. Shout-out to everybody that has a birthday in this month. And yeah, all the November birthdays and stuff. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to all the Scorpios, Libras, and stuff like that. It's going down. Halloween's coming out, so who's going to have that sexy outfit? So you got Kid Cash. He has a lot of potential. I like his music. And, you know, it's good to see a lot of artists that's coming out and doing their thing. Big shout out to Big Heavy. Big shout out to Quan Lee. Support them, man. It's all about support. You know, the dollar rotates several times in the Jewish market, so we need to help and support our community. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do all day. Lush Radio Online, we turned all the way up, man. And tell them why you're mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad because people are taking money out of the budget and not putting it into these schools. You know what I mean? I'm mad because people aren't taking their businesses seriously. I'm mad because people are just being stupid at the end of the day. You want to spend money on kicks, go ahead and copyright your music, find out about publishing, get your money, put your money where your mouth is, invest in yourself, be self-sufficient, Lush Radio Online, all the way live. And I got a hot song from your man, Stick Smart, and that joint right there is called Hood Rat. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be dropping down on that joint you heard all the way. We already had Feels Good to Be a Gangster, so this one is called Hood Rat. So we're going to be playing that for y'all in a few minutes. It's called Hood Rat. And check this out. Stick Smart.
Okay. Slim, I'm really bout this. Yeah. Your girl in my car,
uh-huh.
My dick where her mouth is.
Whoa.
On your crib smashing ball juice.
to blame though. She just want a couple hundred so she can go to Rainbow. Calling me Kirkin' out like, I ain't seen you for days. My young ass keep talking about six, let me sleep from your pain.
What that mean?
My uptown shit be on Georgia Ave and Prentice. And she just wants some loudin' for me to pull her dreads when I'm hitting it. My northeast chick got a pistol and always wanna air it out. My southeast chick just want me to fuck her right and buy a curry out. Head to southwest, you know, six, got on my white
nose.
And she always suck the dick, and so I come. Suckin' on her tits, she say I always ignore the right one. Nigga, you a trick, she give me the pussy, you gotta buy some.
She a hood rat, but I like her. She a hood rat, but I like her. She a hood rat, but I like her. She a hood rat.
To LushRadioOnline.com. Keep it locked.
Yo, yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. You already know what it is. We all the way live. We had Kid Cash in the building. You heard some Stick Smart. You heard Big Heavy. You heard Quan Lee. It's bananas right now. It's Friday. It's all the way turned up, man. Get your bottles out. Drinks out. Drive safe. Drive safe, you know. If you are drunk tonight, you know, make sure you have a designated driver. Don't forget Lotus Lounge tonight. Text 41411, Jet Set DC, Mark Spain, spot, Lotus Lounge, you know what I'm saying? And we get the text back. So you all know what it is. Get in the spots. It's HU tonight, HU all through the week. If you need professional photos, log on to number 2, Chicks, C-H-I-K-S, Chicks, N-A, the letter N, the letter A, camera.com. And hit them up, and they can give you some professional pics at a budget. If you're working with a budget, they can definitely work with you no matter what the budget is. Also, don't forget to log on to E2K Enterprises on Facebook. Follow Emma E2K, follow TDI NYC, Lush Radio Online. Follow me on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook, Lush Radio Online. Log in, Google us. We've done all celebrity stuff. We have events coming on. Don't forget November. November the 6th, it goes down at Taste Lounge, 1812 Hamlin Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. Check it out, Election Day. showcase and mixtape release party. For more info, call 240-468-2571. Holler at your girl, Lushy Lush. If you want to submit music, all you got to do is log in and hit your email at Gmail, lushradioonline@gmail.com. Okay? So that's what it is. We're all the way live. Let's go. Okay? So we'll keep doing what you're doing and support real music, hip hop. Also, don't forget to log on to www.ihhpparade.org. They're supporting real hip hop. All the legends are on there. It's a big movement, and I'm one of the agents in the DMV area. And we're looking for international artists to send overseas to represent the U.S. doing their thing. So this is what we do all day, every day, Lush Radio Online, supporting music, supporting real people. And I just ask you guys, please don't judge me. I love this song by Chris Brown. We're going to play that. And you know, it's your Lush Radio, your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm out of here, man. Follow me and support what we got going on, man. This is what we do. Also, check out mixtapes. Download on Coast to Coast and netcrack.com. Sleep Peace Radio. Shout out to Sleep Easy out in Richmond. I'm hosting the mixtape Sleep Peace Radio, hosted by your girl, Lushy Lush. Also, A Dollar and a Dream, hosted by your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Download that on That Piff, That Crack, Coast to Coast DJs. It's all the way live. This is what we do. You know what I'm saying? Please don't judge me. Nobody can judge you. Only God can judge you. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown, please don't judge me. And we about to be out of here, man. Where my bottle at? Where my bottle at? Where the people's at? Where the people's at? Facebook, Twitter. Shout out to everybody on Twitter that's showing us mad love and everything, because without y'all, there is no us. We are the people's voice. Please don't judge me. And I'm out. Rocky Balboa.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's also pictures on.
Service for my country and my family. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, sir.
Chris, wait! Chris!
Tyson. Nothing else like this. I'ma make you my bitch. And it's not even my birthday.
Heart attack and throw it back, now watch me get it. Ain't you did it, but you the shit. Damn, girl, you pretty. Blowing out your candles, let me make a couple wishes.
Remember how you did it, remember how you said it. If you still wanna kiss it, come and get it. Sweeter than the rice cake, bread, skip it. Kill it, skip it, cake, fill it.
If you're sexy, you know it, I ain't afraid to show it. Put a candle on my motherfucking back, baby, blow it. Love it when you do it like that. Show up with some sex, bring your racks on my rack. Wrap it up, boy, while I took this bowl off. Talk that talk, yeah, I know I'm such a show off. Daddy, make a wish, put this cake in your face. And it's not even my birthday.
Ooh, it's not even her birthday. But I wanna lick the ice in my mouth. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow a candle out. I want that.